You're listening to SBS News.
The event Papua New Guinea has been preparing for is finally here. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit has begun welcoming delegates, politicians and journalists from the 21 member states to the PNG capital, Port Moresby. Those member states include world powers such as Japan, China, the United States and Russia. It is an important economic meeting for Australia, with more than 70% of the country's trade conducted with other APEC countries. But with 15,000 delegates pouring into Papua New Guinea, the poorest of the nations in APEC, the cost of the summit has been heavily scrutinised. In Sydney, Lowy Institute Research Associate Shane McLeod says many Papua New Guineans have not been happy with how the money is being spent.
The logistics, the venues, the need to be able to provide security for the leaders of 21 economies, it's a really big cost. And so for a developing economy like PNG, the money that it's having to spend to host this event, is it getting a return on it? And that's where the controversy comes in.
It comes at a time of deep economic uncertainty in Papua New Guinea, with nearly 40% of the population living below the poverty line. In the midst of that, the PNG government has splurged on a reported 40 luxury cars for the leaders to travel in. Australia has contributed close to $120 million for the event, and China a reported $350 million to help with security, transport and a new conference centre. PNG Foreign Minister Rimbink Pato says the long-term benefits will outweigh the short-term costs.
It is not that the APEC meeting will bring immediate results, but over time, the benefit of APEC, people at least know where Papua New Guinea is and what Papua New Guinea is able to bring because of the ability to host APEC.
Mr. Morrison will meet with Pacific leaders in Papua New Guinea to talk about Australia's new focus on the island nations, but he won't be the only one. Chinese President Xi Jinping is spending an extra 2 days in the country and will reportedly offer what have been called important measures for more cooperation between the two nations. Mr. McLeod says that move reveals a lot.
China has been increasing its engagement with PNG over recent years and has done that in quite a prominent way. And to have the president visit PNG ahead of APEC is a really significant thing for Papua New Guinea and for China.
Since its formation in 1989, APEC has had a commitment to free trade as its major goal. The Deputy Director of the Australia-China Relations Institute at the University of Technology Sydney, James Lawrenson, says Australia's agenda will be brokering precisely that at this year's summit.
On trade, our government, Scott Morrison has repeated this as well, that we're actually like-minded with China in a commitment to not retreating to protectionist instincts, but to support free trade.
Trade Minister Simon Birmingham echoed these sentiments from meetings with the South Pacific countries at the ASEAN summit in Singapore.
We are serious and committed to trade liberalisation, to opening up our economies, to ensuring continued growth across the Indo-Pacific region.
While United States President Donald Trump has chosen to skip the summit, Dr. Lawrenson says Australia will be keeping a close eye on China's moves.
There's a common line, and it's that half of the battle is showing up, and China is very good at showing up. So Xi Jinping will be there, and you can be sure that he'll be pushing his line, which is that, you know, China is a supporter and a promoter of the free trade and the international rules-based system around trade.
The summit is shaping up to have some of APEC's most powerful members vying for the attention of their less powerful counterparts. But Mr. McLeod says the focus on the region should be welcomed by all.
I think what's changed is that traditionally Australia was the default prominent power in countries like PNG and certainly in the Pacific region. That's not the case anymore. There are more countries prepared to make big pledges. If that leads to development outcomes that help the people of Papua New Guinea, that has to be a positive thing.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.